4. Hot yoga. I already see the raised eyebrows. However, did you know that doing hot yoga after pregnancy can not only help improve your psychological outlook, but can really have a lot of positive physical health benefits as well? Some of those positive health benefits that are physical in nature include burning fat and losing weight. As you may or may not know, Bikram yoga, also known as hot yoga, is a type of yoga that is typically engaged upon within a very hot environment. More fundamentally, when we talk about yoga, we are talking about a series of movements that help the body develop internal calmness, which can be really helpful for one's mental outlook while at the same time helping to expand one's strength and flexibility. When you combine these exercises with an incredibly warm environment, typically around 95 degrees, you have a situation where a lot of calories can be burned in a relatively short amount of time. That being said, it's also important to understand that you will need to focus on doing other things that will help you lose the baby fat. Some of those other things include making sure that you are eating healthy food. Never try to starve yourself. Your body will detect this and become less likely to shed calories, actually going into stingy mode. You also want to make sure that you are doing reasonable amounts of cardiovascular exercise. While it's certainly true that hot yoga will get your heart rate higher, it is not really a substitute for taking frequent walks that will enable your heart to get some good exercise, same time burning a lot of excess calories. Don't forget that you really need to work on your posture to improve your body image after pregnancy. Bikram yoga is a phenomenal way to not only improve your posture and body image, but it will also really help you reduce the amount of anxiety and stress you might be experiencing in your life. Giving birth to a baby, while certainly a joyful experience, can also create a lot of anxiety and stress. You owe it to yourself to spend some time focusing on your own health and wellness. If you have any questions about whether or not you are healthy enough to get involved with any type of yoga activity, be sure to speak to your doctor. It only takes a moment, but it helps make sure that you're not doing anything that will harm you. 5. Relax. Finally, far too many women want to try to lose the extra weight that they accumulated during their pregnancy virtually overnight. While it's certainly understandable that a woman would want to look the way she did before her pregnancy began sooner rather than later, it's important that there be a realistic outlook on this process. After all, it takes approximately 9 months to gain the weight associated with being pregnant. Do you really think it makes sense to assume that most of the baby fat can be lost in 9 days or less? Of course not. Try to really relax and view this process as being something that will take at least 2 months. The reason why you want to try to view this as a long-term project stems largely from the fact that women who try to lose the weight quickly oftentimes find themselves feeling frustrated and upset by their apparent lack of progress. It's not even a question of them not making progress, they usually are. But the progress is not fast enough to meet the unrealistic expectations that they have put on themselves. And let us not forget, you are also doing this while caring for a newborn. One of the easiest things that you can do is to set some very basic and realistic goals for yourself. If you do not establish goals, it will be far too easy to simply drift sideways and to assume that you're not really making any progress and to feel more anxious and frustrated about the entire process of losing weight after giving birth. Many medical experts indicate that losing approximately 2 pounds every 7 days is reasonable for most women. When you do the math, that works out to losing approximately 16 pounds in 2 months. While that may not be as much weight as you like to lose, you're giving yourself a realistic benchmark. If you happen to lose more weight than that, great. It should mean that baby fat is melting away. But try not to stress yourself out over the process. What many women fail to realize is that they can typically fall victim to something called emotional eating if they find themselves feeling stressed out and anxious over the weight loss process. No woman wants to find herself in a situation whereby she feels so stressed out and anxious that she does the very thing which will sabotage your efforts, eating excessive amounts of food. So as this process is approached, try to relax and realize that it's going to take some time.